you. This is Studio Usher U. Jardin. Ding dong. Someone is at the door. Who could it be at this hour? Holy freaking cow. Robin?
Yes, thank you for not being temperamental, Hugh.
Maynard?
Hugh, I'm afraid our auxiliary studio announcer, Shadow Stevenson, there is retired to the House of Pies.
I tell you what.
Let me tell you this.
No, I can tell you it's
no
all
money.
Coming down to it now.
No money.
There's no way to cut that pie into 9 pieces. Care who you are, what kind of a knife you have.
Shadow wants that perfect script and just can never quite get it. 6 o'clock. Hey there. Hello, Robin.
Good morning, Maynard.
Hello.
Hey, I was going to mention this to you a while ago, and I don't know if I did or not. Do you have any interest in going to see Rosemary Clooney with the Seattle Men's Gay Choir?
Yeah, that would be hot.
Paramount.
Oh, God. You want to get a section?
I think it would be a gas.
Well, you know, we did this with Peterson. We went to Johnny Mathis and regretted every moment of it.
But, see, I think it would be just a... Have you ever been to the Seattle Men's Choir show? You've been
and
to
you
one or
two. And you did your Wayne Newton thing, and we've done Tom Jones.
You've got to see this picture of Rosie. Talk about doctored up.
And she's with the Seattle Gay Choir?
Yeah.
Well, it would be good.
We got to get on this. Well,
I
it could be
nothing,
trouble.
Nothing but trouble.
Remember when we went to Hoot Tom Jones, though, and we were stunned at his prowess? And I'm telling you.
Oh, no, it's going to be good.
Clooney
absolutely.
Is great.
That's George Ant, you know. That's Stephanie. Annie. That's Annie Rose.
Yeah, that's Annie Rose. Here.
Might have looked good in 1948.
I don't think she looked good then. I mean, this ain't the coronet paper towel lady.
Okay, I'm on.
I'm on.
You got
okay.
a player.
Okay, so I'll get some tickets today.
Okay.
One of the great myths always is about the horrible, insidious stomach pumping of Rod Stewart.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't believe that that was ever proven. It was much like the salmon incident down at the Edgewater Hotel with Led Zeppelin, with the woman and the salmon.
I didn't hear that.
Oh, but there that one is true. I mean, I've seen that corroborated on TV by guys in the band. That was, but I don't know about Rod, and I'm trying to think. It was supposed to be... he had to have his stomach pumped.
Yeah, he did.
And so the story goes.
Somebody coming up the walkway now. Maybe they know something about it.
Yeah.
I can't tell who it is.
I think the perpetrator, my guess would be Jerry Mathers.
Come on in.
Hello, this is Dr. Joyce Brothers.
Oh, no. No, you're wrong,
doctor.
Wrong gender.
I'm sorry, doctor. You're of no help, but take a seat, won't you? We may be needing you.
Mm. Oh, geez, hold on here.
Somebody's at the door.
Hang on.
Come on in.
Hi, this is Burt Reynolds.
Burt's in a movie with Sylvester Stallone this weekend called
Are you Burt?
Driven.
Have a seat. Be at 6:45 in the morning, and we'll see if you can cut a swath here in the Melody Ranch quiz wheel.
Tony No Baloney Edwards, how you doing, Tony?
Good, how are you?
What do you do, Tony?
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
Yeah, which kind? Which one do you wrestle around?
Dozer.
D6?
Bigger.
Four.
Bigger, smaller?
No, bigger is bigger.
Okay, so a D4 is smaller than a D6.
Yeah.
Oh.
And how big do they go? D8?
Up to a D9.
Really?
Ooh, those are big ones.
D4 could be fun. Where are you running it?
In Linwood.
Yeah, I can't go to Linwood to run your D4, but that's okay.
Let's
We're here now.
You let us know when you're on... Bumblebee Avenue. Okay?
Oh, okay.
All right, Tony, here we go. This is our shot at fame and fortune.
Category, getting hitched. It was on this day, April 27th, 1990. Axl Rose of Guns N' Roses married the daughter of one of the guys in today's mystery band.
It's the Everly Brothers, you know, but is it Don and Phil?
Robin suggesting to you... Cat driver that it could be Don and Phil. They later break up after Axl Rose just turns into a monster. And,
I think that Robin's got it with the Everly Brothers.
Yeah, it is. That is correct. Did you put that on 78?
Yeah. Get over with faster. I got a brand new baby and I feel so good. Hang on, cat driver.
Hang on.
Okay.
I got a bonus question for you.
Hang on. What is this song? Claudette?
Okay, cat driver, tell me who this song is about, who it was written by, and we'll double your money.
Who it was about?
Yeah.
Boy.
I don't even know, except for one secretary that we had
it's
that painted her tongue. I know.
She was a little... brick house, wasn't she?
Well, I don't think she was a brick house.
Oh,
I would say
she was
the other part when you always say that she was a brick blank house.
She was the blank house. She was the one that painted your toenails at the front desk. and could do it. And nobody said anything. And guys were coming in off the street just to buy advertising.
I don't even believe that.
Well, this was written by Roy Orbison for Roy's wife, Claudette. And the Everly Brothers sang it. When me and my
new baby have a day. Now, hang on here. That is just the worst song I've ever heard.
Is it?
Right up there.
That's probably why it was never a hit.
Why'd you play it?
I don't know.
You know, that whole Claude thing, it misses me.
What's missing you?
Well, the Claude, you know, whether a guy's named Claude or Claudette or Claudine, it's like Claude. It just sits there. Yeah, it's like a potato in your pants. It's just...
like Lumphead.
Right. Lumpine. Or, you know, Lumpy, Lumphead.
Come on over here, Lumphead. Give me a little lovin'.
Rick Jones here in the Robin and Maynard Lounge. And can somebody open a window? And if your marriage needs a little fresh air, give us a call. Goldberg Jones at 1-800-DIVORCE.
Outstanding.
Is this what you wanted?
Yeah, that's kind of what I wanted. But I don't want anyone screwing around with it.